Centralizētais eksāmens angļu valodā 9. klasē.
Hello. This is the listening part of your exam in English. It will consist of 3 tasks. You will hear the texts twice. Task 1. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Speaker 1.
Playing basketball has always been my dream. When I started playing, there was one main principle the coach wanted us to understand. On a team, you lift each other up. Last season was a success for us. Our unity changed us from underdogs to champions. It was proof that when people join forces, they can do amazing things.
Speaker 2.
During the London Marathon, there was this situation. Long story short, I twisted my ankle when I had just 2 kilometers left to run. I remember saying to myself, you spent so much time and energy training for the run, and now you want to stop? I don't know how, but I kept going, focusing on the finishing line. It was hard, but I made myself believe that it was possible. If you control your mind, it will push your body beyond its limits.
Speaker 3.
Mornings can be quite chilly here in Ontario. It's such a temptation to hit the snooze button and stay in my warm bed. Instead, I dive into the pool for my swim practice. So I'm moving towards my goal of getting to the Nationals and being part of the Canadian team at the Olympics.
Speaker 4.
I was playing soccer for a team in Rio when I was 12. I remember it was hard, but our coach said we should keep practicing every day. Sometimes sticking to something with all your heart can really make a difference. We didn't give up, and it did pay off. We became a more skilled team.
Speaker 5.
Running can be tricky, like any sport, actually. There have been competitions where I lost because I didn't choose the right tactic for the 800-meter race. It is so disappointing every time because I know I have it in me. But after each setback, I return to training mentally stronger and with even more determination.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Speaker 1.
Playing basketball has always been my dream. When I started playing, there was one main principle the coach wanted us to understand. On a team, you lift each other up. Last season was a success for us. Our unity changed us from underdogs to champions. It was proof that when people join forces, they can do amazing things.
Speaker 2.
During the London Marathon, there was this situation. Long story short, I twisted my ankle when I had just 2 kilometers left to run. I remember saying to myself, "You spent so much time and energy training for the run, and now you want to stop?" I don't know how, but I kept going, focusing on the finishing line. It was hard, but I made myself believe that it was possible. If you control your mind, it will push your body beyond its limits.
Speaker 3.
Mornings can be quite chilly here in Ontario. It's such a temptation to hit the snooze button and stay in my warm bed. Instead, I dive into the pool for my swim practice. So I'm moving towards my goal of getting to the nationals and being part of the Canadian team at the Olympics.
Speaker 4.
I was playing soccer for a team in Rio when I was 12. I remember it was hard, but our coach said we should keep practicing every day. Sometimes sticking to something with all your heart can really make a difference. We didn't give up, and it did pay off. We became a more skilled team.
Speaker 5.
Running can be tricky, like any sport, actually. There have been competitions where I lost because I didn't choose the right tactic for the 800-meter race. It is so disappointing every time because I know I have it in me. But after each setback, I return to training mentally stronger and with even more determination.
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 1. Go on to task 2. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Hey guys, welcome back to our channel. I'm Alex.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
Let's talk about ways to relax. You know what helps me unwind? Nature. Every time. Just walking in the woods makes me feel like I'm part of something bigger.
Well, I totally get the appeal of nature. But for me, nothing beats gaming. It's like diving into a different universe where you can forget all about the day's worries. And in gaming, you get to be part of epic stories. But you're not just observing, you're actively shaping those stories.
I see your point, but don't you think that's a bit stressful? Nature's way of relaxing is more about gently letting go.
Yeah, but with gaming, there's also a social aspect. You're never really alone. You're connecting with friends or even strangers from around the world, working together towards a common goal. It's really rewarding.
I see what you mean. Being alone can be one of the best things about being in nature. But you can still be part of a community if you choose to. Think about group hikes or camping trips with family and friends. There's a special bond that forms when you experience the beauty of nature with others. And don't get me started on the health benefits of being active outdoors instead of spending all your time just sitting.
Yeah, but modern VR games can offer pretty engaging experiences that feel almost real and make you move a lot. And don't underestimate the problem-solving skills gaming can develop. I won't argue about the health benefits of nature, though.
Still, there's no virtual substitute for the real thing. The smell of the earth after the rain, the sound of leaves underfoot.
But gaming also engages your senses in a high-stimulation environment, which can be equally breathtaking. I guess, no matter where you are, it really comes down to each person's preference.
Exactly. Whether it's the calmness of nature or the thrill of gaming, the best form of relaxation is whatever helps you reset and feel energized.
Agreed. You know, maybe I should join you for a hike sometime. See if I can experience that natural calm you're talking about.
And later, I could probably give gaming a more serious try. Who knows? Maybe there's a game out there that could interest me, like nature does.
That sounds like a plan.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Hey guys, welcome back to our channel. I'm Alex.
Hi, I'm Jordan.
Let's talk about ways to relax. You know what helps me unwind? Nature. Every time. Just walking in the woods makes me feel like I'm part of something bigger.
Well, I totally get the appeal of nature. But for me, nothing beats gaming. It's like diving into a different universe where you can forget all about the day's worries. And in gaming, you get to be part of epic stories. But you're not just observing, you're actively shaping those stories.
I see your point, but don't you think that's a bit stressful? Nature's way of relaxing is more about gently letting go.
Yeah, but with gaming, there's also a social aspect. You're never really alone. You're connecting with friends or even strangers from around the world, working together towards a common goal. It's really rewarding.
I see what you mean. Being alone can be one of the best things about being in nature. But you can still be part of a community if you choose to. Think about group hikes or camping trips with family and friends. There's a special bond that forms when you experience the beauty of nature with others. And don't get me started on the health benefits of being active outdoors instead of spending all your time just sitting.
Yeah. But modern VR games can offer pretty engaging experiences that feel almost real and make you move a lot. And don't underestimate the problem-solving skills gaming can develop. I won't argue about the health benefits of nature, though.
Still, there's no virtual substitute for the real thing. The smell of the earth after the rain, the sound of leaves underfoot.
But gaming also engages your senses in a high-stimulation environment, which can be equally breathtaking. I guess, no matter where you are, it really comes down to each person's preference.
Exactly. Whether it's the calmness of nature or the thrill of gaming, the best form of relaxation is whatever helps you reset and feel energized.
Agreed. You know, maybe I should join you for a hike sometime. See if I can experience that natural calm you're talking about.
And later, I could probably give gaming a more serious try. Who knows? Maybe there's a game out there that could interest me, like nature does.
That sounds like a plan.
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task two. Go on to task three. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Hi, this is Alex Smith with today's science news. How much can you learn from studying snowflakes? In Reno, Nevada, young students are helping scientists to study snow, the weather, and climate change. The name of the project? Stories in the Snow. At Sage Ridge School, young students are learning to become snow scientists. They will use their phones and special magnifying glasses to take detailed pictures of snowflakes. "It's really exciting," says one student. "When the snow comes, we'll be able to see more intricate patterns." Since it's not snowing yet, they're practicing with salt crystals first. In a couple of months, when it eventually snows, students will go outside where they'll catch snowflakes with black cards and snap pictures. Then they will upload them to a special app for the scientists to study. This new method is more fun and much cheaper than the way scientists usually study snowflakes, using equipment that could cost thousands of dollars. The project started 3 years ago at the Desert Research Institute in Reno. Scientists wanted to better understand winter storms and how climate change affects the water we use. Dr. Frank Smith, a scientist who leads the project, explains that each snowflake tells us a story about the cloud it came from. Smith says the fun part is sorting through the photos, because no two snowflakes are exactly the same, as they fall through slightly different temperatures. His goal is to gather enough photos to create a database which could help ski resort operators predict when it will snow and how much will fall. Last year, students and other users submitted more than 500 photos. This year, 19 schools are helping, and at least 100 kits were sent out. Actually, anyone can join by buying a special kit for $25. Each kit includes a magnifying glass, a card to catch snowflakes, and a thermometer. One more nice thing about the project: when someone buys a kit, the project gives another one to a school for free. This means more students can help with the study. Heather Siegel, who works at UC Davis, says this project is great for students. They learn how to collect information and share what they find. It's not just homework, it's real science. So, next time it snows, remember, those tiny snowflakes are helping scientists learn big things about our changing climate.
You have 1 minute now to check your work. Then you will hear the text a second time.
Hi, this is Alex Smith with today's science news. How much can you learn from studying snowflakes? In Reno, Nevada, young students are helping scientists to study snow, the weather, and climate change. The name of the project? Stories in the Snow. At Sage Ridge School, young students are learning to become snow scientists. They will use their phones and special magnifying glasses to take detailed pictures of snowflakes. It's really exciting, says one student. When the snow comes, we'll be able to see more intricate patterns. Since it's not snowing yet, they're practicing with salt crystals first. In a couple of months, when it eventually snows, students will go outside, where they'll catch snowflakes with black cards and snap pictures. Then they will upload them to a special app for the scientists to study. This new method is more fun and much cheaper than the way scientists usually study snowflakes, using equipment that could cost thousands of dollars. The project started 3 years ago at the Desert Research Institute in Reno. Scientists wanted to better understand winter storms and how climate change affects the water we use. Dr. Frank Smith, a scientist who leads the project, explains that each snowflake tells us a story about the cloud it came from. Smith says the fun part is sorting through the photos because no two snowflakes are exactly the same, as they fall through slightly different temperatures. His goal is to gather enough photos to create a database which could help ski resort operators predict when it will snow and how much will fall. Last year, students and other users submitted more than 500 photos. This year, 19 schools are helping, and at least 100 kits were sent out. Actually, anyone can join by buying a special kit for $25. Each kit includes a magnifying glass, a card to catch snowflakes, and a thermometer. One more nice thing about the project, when someone buys a kit, the project gives another one to a school for free. This means more students can help with the study. Heather Siegel, who works at UC Davis, says this project is great for students. They learn how to collect information and share what they find. It's not just homework, it's real science. So, next time it snows, remember, those tiny snowflakes are helping scientists learn big things about our changing climate.
You have 1 minute now to finish the task. This is the end of task 3 and the whole listening test.